Hello, Belladonna.
Hi.
Well, have we caught you at a busy family time at the moment? What's going on in the Belladonna?
No, I just finished having a busy family moment.
On the phone, of course, we have a Belladonna, which is Italian for beautiful lady, but is also a dangerous plant, a plant with leaves and berries that are extremely toxic and hallucinogenic, Belladonna.
I have the best of both worlds.
Why did you choose that name of all the names you could have chosen?
Actually, it's funny because at the time that I was choosing the name, I had no idea what it meant. I actually just knew a girl who was named Bella, and I always thought it was a beautiful name.
It's worked out well. And how long have you been in the adult industry now?
Gosh, it's almost 10 years.
You've sort of worked through the whole thing. I mean, you're now a producer and you make your own movies. You've seen the whole gamut of it. What was the point where you went, hey, I can make money doing this? I mean, that moment where you went, hey, I can make money doing this, and that's what I want to do. What was that moment?
In the beginning, I knew that it was a lot more money than I had ever made. But I never took it serious. I never took it like, hey, this is a career, and I'm going to really focus on it, until I met my husband. He had a lot of more technical skills than I did, and he just kind of sat down, and he was like, you know what? You have the whole world in your hands right now, and you're not doing anything with it. It was a big wake-up.
You needed someone slightly outside the industry to go, hey, this is what you've got.
The thing is I'm really creative and I love performing. But as far as the business skills went, I just wasn't there. It took someone kind of saying, hey, you know, you're worth a lot more than you're getting and you need to really take this serious. This is a career.
Meeting guys in general and Aiden in particular, I mean, how is it like to meet not guys but a nice guy or a guy that is the right guy doing what you do? How hard is that and how do you sort the wheat from the chaff, so to speak?
I never thought I would find a guy that was actually really okay with having his wife or girlfriend doing porn, because I was dating men within the industry that were performers and they weren't okay with it. So I thought, you know what, there's no luck for me out there. I'm not going to find a guy who's going to be cool with this, and it's just going to be one of those things that I have to deal with. When I met Aiden, it was just, for like a whole year, I was like, you're really not okay with this, are you? I mean, like, you're going to come out one day and say, no, I'm kidding, I'm not okay with this. But there's not been one day, and we've been together for almost over four years now, and he's never said to me that you're a whore or, you know, I don't like what you're doing or you need to stop. He's always the one who's encouraging me to go more and go forward. And he's like, I don't want to shoot it if you're not in it. You know, he really loves watching me, and it feels great. It feels great to have someone who loves what you do.
You're also quite a good mum in disguise, too. I've spoken to people that have seen you getting around with the pram and your three-year-old daughter, I think it is, in Melbourne and that, and you just look like a regular mum. Do you kind of get a secret joy out of that? Is that your fetish, to be a mum with a pram in a shopping centre?
Well, I've always been a real homely kind of woman, because I grew up in a really big family. We have 8 kids in my family, and, you know, I never really wanted to go to school. I always wanted to be home with my mom, you know, making dinner and cleaning the house. And I still am like that to this day. And the most passion I get is being a mom and teaching my daughter and being there for her. And it's exciting for me. And so, I guess I am a mom in disguise.
Look, Belladonna, I talk to a lot of people, interview a lot of people, musicians, stars and things, and I don't know you, but through seeing your films, there's a fiction that is portrayed, that you try and portray in your films. How do you differentiate the you that you have on screen, and when people meet you, they think you're the you that's on screen, and obviously no one ever is?
For me, when I meet people in person, I always treat them like I would want to be treated, and that's the only thing that I know. I don't like sit there and think about, oh, you know, how am I going to make this work? I just like people, and I'm really personable, and I'm easy to approach. And I know that everyone's different. They're going to approach me in different ways, and I expect that.
And you've always got Aiden not too far away, hopefully, as well.
Yeah, Aiden's always by my side.
You are not what would one imagine to be the typical porn star. You're not blonde. You, apparently, they are your real breasts. I've only read about them. And one would think of maybe Jenna Jameson as being your typical-looking porn star.
Right.
And look, you haven't even got long hair in a lot of your work.
Oh, no. I mean, I've had a shaved head several times, and I do what I want. I don't try to please anybody or, you know, make it a point to fit in to any kind of stereotype, because obviously people like different things. If someone doesn't like something, someone else will.
How did you find your niche? And you were voted last year, I think it was, the dirtiest girl in porn. Now, is that something you work towards or something that comes naturally to you?
I didn't work for it at all, and I really don't feel like I deserved it. I mean, in my opinion, there were a lot of other girls that are dirtier than I am because, you know, there's things that I wouldn't do that they would. I personally think that all the award shows are rigged and they just give them out to people they think, you know.
Basically the excuse for everyone having a bit of a party, isn't it, really?
Yes, really.
There's also a very serious side to the adult industry, particularly in the US, because there is so much money involved that it's incredibly addictive. It must be very hard to know one day you're going to have to turn your back on being the star and earning the money from being the star. That would be very difficult to choose a cutoff point.
You know, there's moments where I won't work as much. You know, I take a break. I'll maybe shoot one scene a month, or maybe I don't. I've really found how to pace myself, and it's taken years to find out how to pace myself.
I spoke to Jane a few weeks back. I asked her to take her through a typical day shooting that she would do. What is a typical day shooting for Belladonna like?
Shooting for Belladonna is always going to be a good time because I really care a lot about the people who work for us. We probably wake up around 7 a.m., and I start getting all the cameras and making sure Aiden's got everything ready. We are thinking about what wardrobe we want to wear and what kind of makeup we want to do, because right now I don't really use a makeup artist. I have the girls do their own makeup. And then we just figure out where we're going to shoot in the house. We set everything up, and around 11 a.m. we probably start shooting the set.
And how many scenes, and you normally try and complete the whole thing in one afternoon, one day?
We only shoot one scene a day. We'll probably try to shoot a scene a day. So if we have five scenes, we'll usually about a week. Well, I never shoot two scenes a day or anything like that. And if I'm actually in all the scenes, then I'll do three scenes a week. So I pace myself.
One of the criticisms that, of course, the adult industry comes under is the way it portrays women. You've obviously had various discussions with people about this. What is your attitude to that? The fact that, you know, some people could see some of the things you do as demeaning generally to women.
I completely understand that because everyone has a different idea of what's okay. I just think if you have an open mind and you understand that not everyone's going to be okay with what you do and don't expect everyone to be, then you're not going to be disappointed. You know, I was also a person like that myself when I was 18 years old. I was definitely not open-minded and didn't really know what I really liked, and I had to find that out. I think until you try things, you don't know if you like them. And you know, sometimes people are taken back when they meet me, and they're like, "Oh, I could never guess you would do that." And I think everyone just needs to be a little bit more accepting of everyone's differences.
Where do you think your niche in the adult industry is, Belladonna?
I can't really put one out there because there's so many things that people love that I do.
I believe you're in Pirates 2, and Pirates, the original movie, was one of the biggest grossing films in the adult industry of all time, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm excited about this movie because I actually got to learn a skill to be in this movie, and that was sword fighting. It's amazing. The green screen and the ship that they built, it was unreal. I've never seen an adult production like this.
To me, the movies that seem to succeed best are the ones that are very basic ones that people do themselves, or sort of gonzo ones that are quite apparently done on the fly. And really expensive ones. What sort of magnitude of cost are we looking at, say, from one you would call an expensive film to something to something getting towards Pirates? What sort of money has one got to spend?
I'm guessing around $5 million.
That's fairly small compared to a regular film.
Right. The movies that I shoot, we spend around $25,000. $5 million for a porn, I don't think anyone's ever done that.
When you were in Australia, how did you find the difference in the Australian males, the Australian reception? I mean, where do we sit in the world of porn viewers, Belladonna?
Wow, I can't say this enough, but I think Australian people are just so friendly. And what I love most about all the fans that I met is they were all so into my tattoos. It was like every single person was like, "I love your tattoos." And I mean, you hear that a lot, of course, because all of my fans are going to like it, but I've never heard every single person say that.
You are quite reasonably covered, and the colors are very nice. And you've got your name on your knuckles, is that correct?
No, that says Bebe.
Oh, well, I knew there was something there.
Yeah.
But the knuckles were disappearing. I couldn't quite read it properly. Well, what's been the most favourite movie you've done lately? I mean, often when I ask stars this, they usually push their latest film, but you having a raft of films there.
Well, I can tell you that yesterday I shot one of my first scenes for a movie I'm doing called Butthole Whores, #3.
You seem to do a lot of movies with numbers in them. Is that because there's people like to buy the same kind of movie over and over again? You might as well capitalise on that?
Because what we do is we'll do a series that's catered to a certain thing. Like
Whack Attack 11. And do you get reviewers that go, "Well, Whack Attack 9 seemed to have not some je ne sais quoi, but Whack Attack 11, frankly."
I don't read the reviews. I don't go out and read the reviews.
Who do you have in your mind when you're making a film anyway? Is there a typical viewer?
Myself and my husband. I mean, we don't watch porn. We don't go out there and study everyone else's porn to make sure we're doing something right. We do what we want. And most of the time, it's very spontaneous. We don't sit there like a week before and be like, okay, so what are we going to do on Friday? We just are like, okay, this is what we feel like doing today, you know?
There was a scene once where you were chatting to Sasha Gray or something that ended up in a video that was very informative about you and what you like and how you are in the industry. And I found that very interesting. And there was no sex in it whatsoever, that scene.
Yeah, we do a lot of that. We have a lot of fans who buy our product just to watch the behind the scenes because they feel like it's a reality show, but it's actually reality. It's not set up. It's just people having conversations off while they're not shooting the sex.
How do you find it when you're given lines of dialogue? I imagine a lot of its stuff is ad-lib getting into the action there, but how do you go when you get dialogue?
You know what? I used to not really care for it so much, but lately I've been really into, like with the whole Pirates movie, I just thrived on it, and I felt like I really learned a lot as far as acting goes. And you know, that's not why I got into this industry, but it's definitely something I've learned to love. But the most of the stuff we do is like improv, and I enjoy that the most because it's all just whatever comes out of your mouth at that moment, and it ends up working really well for us.
That can also mean that you might say something extremely funny and everyone starts laughing and you got to start again.
Well, you know what, like if you watch our scenarios, some of them are funny, and it ends, I mean, our porn is not like most people's porn.
And you haven't got the music in the
no,
background.
We don't really like the music over the sex at all.
Yeah,
it takes away from it. I think, you know, if I'm listening to someone have sex, I want to hear the sounds of sex.
Well, that makes sense. When you have to do the close-up shots on what I believe is known in the industry as the O-face, do you kind of get sore muscles around the side of your mouth from going, ew, for a couple of hours in a row?
No, not at all.
In fact, how do you prepare to do a big filming or a couple of days of filming? In what way do you have to prepare your body and yourself psychologically to just have sex continuously for a while?
Well, see, that's the thing is, like, on our shoots, we don't really have sex that long. I mean, like, if I'm shooting a boy-girl scene, it maybe is 30 minutes long. And all the time, like, okay, I can only speak for myself because I am myself, but...
Well, I assume you are.
I don't stop the scene. Like, I never really... Everything just flows. Some people aren't like that. They have to stop because they're in pain or because they're not enjoying what they're doing. And, you know, that gets in the way, and that's when you become having sex for hours. Some girls don't prepare themselves anally before they do an anal scene, and therefore they're tense and they don't enjoy it. So if you're going to do an anal scene, for me, I prepare myself. If I know I'm going to do an anal scene on Friday, on Monday I start to take a toy at night, every night, and build up in the thighs. And that way I'm ready, I'm prepared. It's like any kind of athlete. You have to stretch before, you have to work out, you have to keep yourself in a good physical condition. It's the same with your parts. You have to practice and use them or you're not going to feel good when you're doing that, you know?
And remember that at home. You said you'd never watched much porn before. Were there any earlier porn stars? I was a bit of a Stephanie Swift fan, and you do have something.
Really?
Yeah, I was a bit of a fan of her. Was there anyone you ever watched when you were younger?
I never watched porn before I got into it, and I never really... Like, I was never the type of person that needed it either. I never thought, oh, I need something to watch to make me enjoy myself. I always have a very big imagination. Nowadays, I can say, oh, I really like that girl because of what she looks like. I have my favorite.
And do you have any proteges? I mean, you seem to get on well with Sasha Grey, but I only see what goes on camera, so I don't really know.
Right. No, I really love Sasha Grey just as a person in general, but and her sexual side is great. I mean, there's some girls who I actually are friends with, and Sasha Grey is one of them. I also enjoy Bobby Starr a lot. I like girls who know their sexuality and who can be professional and also who don't go out and party and, you know, do drugs and have unprotected sex off camera. I like girls who I respect.
Given the amount of money washing around the industry, like, it would attract a lot of people that don't think about what they're doing too intellectually, I imagine.
Oh, I think that you're going to get that regardless of what industry you're in. But yeah, there's, you know, quite a few. And I would have to say that when I was 18 years old, I was, you know, I wasn't thinking as smart as I am today. Still a little bit smarter than some of them.
Look, I just saw the title of one of your movies, and I was just wondering if there was a plot in this one. In the movie My Ass is Haunted from about 2004, was it a particularly scary movie? I mean, obviously children shouldn't watch it because it's too scary, I imagine.
It's basically about, like, you know, the toys that are being used in the anal.
There's a cursed butt plug.
Yeah, we have, like, skeleton butt plugs. And
Did you write that one?
What's that?
Did you and Aiden just sit around late at night after having a few drinks and going, hey, why don't we call our movie this and we'll do this? And you both laugh.
Actually, it was definitely me who named that one, and it was kind of an embarrassing story.
And how did they come up with that name? If you've,
I don't know if anyone wants to know that.
I think we can kind of guess.
Okay.
So that means you've got the good butt plug and the evil butt plug in the house. Does the evil butt plug have to live outside?
Yeah.
It's not allowed with the good toys. Belladonna, I'm sure you've got children to feed and a house. Yeah, actually, yeah, I mean, what are you up to next? What's your next frontier you're going to burst into us?
You mean what's the next project I'm doing?
Yeah, well, I'd like to know, what's the next project? And I'd like to know, you know, are you off to clean the house or, you know, do the bath?
I'm off to go to the park, actually, taking my daughter to the park.
Well, I won't let you hold her up too much more. And what is the next movie you're working on that we'll see you in?
This will be Cock Happy Number 2, and it's starring me in every scene.
Why wouldn't you call it Cock Happier?
That's a good idea. Maybe I might do that.
But then number 3 would have to be Cock Happiest, and then there'd be nowhere else to go.
I'll have to discuss this with Aiden.
And what is your favorite outfit you've ever had on in a film? I think some of your stuff in Fashionistas too. They're beautiful dresses in that. They were beautiful.
Yeah, I would have to say that Fashionistas 1 or Fashionistas 2, because they're both amazing latex. I'll just say both of them.
One hint we could take into our sex life next time we're with our partner, from Belladonna, a professional in the industry.
I always say this because I think it's the most important. I would say, be willing to explore your sexuality with somebody else and try new things, because you never know if you're going to enjoy something unless you try it once.
Even if it's an evil butt plug. Belladonna, thank you very much for your time. Have a great time down the park. Give my regards to Aiden, and we hope to see you in Australia sometime soon. You're coming back.
I'll be back. I'm coming back in May to come to Adelaide, so I'll see you guys soon.
In fact, I think we'd have trouble keeping you out.
I know. I'm coming back in July too.
Okay, don't get arrested down the park. Bye, Belladonna.
I won't.